This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I was just joking. Can't you take a joke? SubhanAllah, that's about to cross a line of transgression between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being insulting, riling up others, trying to be funny and bullying others is not ever the character of a believer. A Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ defines, من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده, is who other Muslims are safe from their tongue and their hand. والمؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم فأنفسهم. And a believer is all of humanity, not just Muslims, are safe from them, from the believer taking of their property or harming their person. And therefore, there's no such a thing, I was just joking, if it means that you've demeaned, put down, ridiculed, or hurt someone. The Prophet ﷺ used to endure that same behavior. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When the mushrikeen would walk by, or the Muslims would walk by the mushrikeen, they would nudge each other, وَيَتَغَامَزُونَ, and tell jokes. In fact, Allah condemns in Surah At-Tawbah a group of people who were sitting and they were ridiculing some of the behaviors and the attitudes of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, and they said, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. We were just having fun and we were just enjoying ourselves. It was just a joke, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ. In fact, they had said a statement that made them unbelievers because they used those words in characterization, even if they claim it was just a joke. Words matter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in the authentic hadith, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. An individual might speak a word, لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالَةً. They may not pay attention to its significance. فَتَهْوِي بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. And it will drag him down into the depth of hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ ordered us to be very guarding of our tongue, to be careful what we say and how we speak about others and how we make other people feel. See, it's important to say these words to ourself. How would I feel if people treated me that way? How would it feel if I was the butt of the joke? How would I feel if I was the one singled out? How would I feel if there was a group of other people who mocked me or jeered at me? How would I feel if others were chatting about me in a secret chat? How would I feel if people posted those things about me and I came to discover them later when I came to school? How would I feel if people said, it was just a joke, can't you take a joke? Know that that's an act of transgression. You have to be careful. And it is a sin before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you make an individual feel uncomfortable or to ridicule their creation or how they look or how they appear or how they speak or how they talk, even if it is meant to be something that is retelling the truth. One day the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, and she used to have a little bit of jealousy with another one of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, Safiya radiallahu anha. And Safiya was a little bit shorter than the rest, and she was walking at a distance. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, O Messenger of Allah, unzur ila Safiya. O Messenger of Allah, do you see Safiya over there? Hasbuha kada wa kada. Look how short she is. And at that moment, the Prophet lowered his head and his face grew dark with anger. And he turned to Aisha radiallahu anha and he said to her, Ya Aisha, innaki qulti kalimatan law muzijat fi ma'il bahri lamazajat. Aisha, you've spoken a word that if it was to be dipped in an ocean, it would pollute it. It's just a joke is not good enough. It's not acceptable. You need to be careful with what you say and how you speak about other people. You need to be careful with what you joke about and never, ever be systematic in targeting and bullying others. Bullying is a behavior that was experienced by the Prophet ﷺ and would never be experienced by being given from the Prophet or those who believe in him. Peace and blessings be upon him. May Allah protect us from ever making another person feel uncomfortable or shamed or hurt on account of our behavior. Allahumma ameen.